back to the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from Brightflux, and today we're diving deep into episode 26, where we unravel the complexities of understanding role access policies in Snowflake. This discussion promises to be a thorough exploration, aiming to equip you with the knowledge to ace your certification exam. Let's begin by demystifying what role access policies are in Snowflake. These policies are all about data security. They define how data can be accessed at a role level, making sure that only authorized users can view the specific data they are permitted to see. Moreover, role access policies are essential in enforcing data governance and compliance within your organization. Interestingly, Snowflake's approach to role access policies allows you to implement security measures without significantly impacting the performance of your queries. Now, let's talk about setting up role access policies. To create one, you initiate by defining a policy condition using SQL expressions. This condition specifies which roles are visible to which users. Additionally, implementing these policies is seamless, as you need to apply the policy to a table and it automatically starts working. Furthermore, managing role access policies in Snowflake involves a certain flair. Firstly, you must be aware of the merge policy action. This action is pivotal when you have multiple role access policies applied to a single table. Instead of overwhelming the system, Snowflake elegantly merges these policies to ensure compatibility and efficiency. Secondly, there's the aspect of policy refresh. Policies must be updated as organizational roles and data access requirements evolve. Snowflake simplifies this process, allowing you to easily modify or remove policies as needed. Besides, for those seeking to understand the impact of role access policies on performance, Snowflake provides tools to analyze query performance before and after policy application. This is vital as it ensures that your security measures do not inadvertently slow down your critical business operations. Lastly, let's bridge this discussion with practical implications. When preparing for the SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam, understanding the nuances of role access policies is not just about memorizing facts. It's about gravitating the role these policies play in securing data while ensuring that the performance of your data warehouse is not compromised. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that Snowflake's implementation of role access policies showcases a balanced approach to security and performance. Embrace this knowledge and you'll be well on your way to excelling in your certification exam. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Join us next time as we continue to navigate through the intricacies of Snowflake, ensuring you're well prepared for your certification journey. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, wishing you a bright future in your Snowflake endeavors. Goodbye for now.